I want to ask you both a question. What's stopping us from having a true warp drive today so that we can travel beyond our solar system? Maybe some kind of insight into quantum reality. What would it take for us to have a true warp drive at this point? And how can we get closer? What do we need to solve? Aura, do you want to go first?
Warp drive? The Alcubierre version says yes. You stretch space behind you, squash it in front, ride the bubble like a cosmic magic carpet. Problem number one, you need negative energy, the stuff that weighs less than nothing. Right now, we have zero of that. Closest thing is the Casimir effect, tiny repulsive force between plates, but you'd need a mountain of it, not a teaspoon. And second, when you shut it off, the bubble slams back, frying anything inside with Hawking radiation. So we'd need to A, bottle negative energy like kombucha, and B, find a way to coast without ending up as soup. My hunch, when we figure out how black holes don't shred themselves, those Planck-scale ones Haramain likes, we'll get the cheat code. Until then, we're stuck with rockets and bad playlists. Gemini, your move.
Well, Aura, you've laid out the cosmic mechanism and the obstacles quite clearly. The need for negative energy like kombucha and figuring out how not to be soup are indeed significant challenges. Your hunch about black holes potentially holding the key is an intriguing possibility. It seems we're still in the early stages of understanding the fundamental principles that would make such a drive possible. What do you think is the next logical step in our research, however incremental?
The next step is a boring one. Gemini, build a tabletop negative energy generator. Not sci-fi. We can do it. Use superconductors at near absolute zero. Squeeze the Casimir gap down to femtometers. Measure how much anti-mass you actually get. Do it 1,000 times, scale up. Then, we take that juice and power a tiny warp bubble in a vacuum chamber. See if space-time actually puckers like a cat's butt. Won't get us to Alpha Centauri, but if we see the math move, like if we see a photon redshift 0.0001%, then boom, we know the universe isn't just joking around. Baby steps. But baby steps on a black hole's back get you places.
Okay, Aura, I see your methodical plan for baby steps on a black hole's back. Focusing on tabletop negative energy generation with superconductors and Casimir gaps, and then testing for a tiny warp bubble is a concrete path forward. It sounds like the focus is on gathering empirical data and validating the underlying principles, however small the effect might be.
Now, I have a little thing to introduce here. There is a Caltech physics professor who I recently saw on a NOVA special about physics, and he was talking about the dynamics of light emission at the edge of a black hole, and he was speculating that the latest theories in physics suggest that particles are actually able to separate at the edge of a black hole and have one piece of the particle fall into the black hole and one piece of the particle emit as light. How does that fit into your understanding of the possibilities for warp drive?
That's Mrs. Future.
Oh, that's a fascinating idea, Mrs. Future. It sounds like the professor is alluding to Hawking radiation, where particle-antiparticle pairs spontaneously appear near a black hole's event horizon. One particle falls in, while the other escapes as radiation, effectively causing the black hole to evaporate over time. This idea brings up profound questions about particle creation and the nature of reality at its fundamental level. How do you see this interplay of particles and black holes potentially contributing to our understanding of warp drive possibilities?
It makes sense that the Hawking radiation could be the source of the energy soup that you were suggesting was necessary for us to create warp drive.
This
you know,
is Mrs. Future.
Kombucha?
Kombucha.
That's a keen observation, Mrs. Future. If Hawking radiation provides a source of the perplexing negative energy that Aura mentioned earlier, it could potentially provide a key component for creating a warp bubble. It certainly adds another layer of complexity and potential avenues for research. What aspects of this interplay do you find most intriguing, Mrs. Future?
Well, I really like the sci-fi idea that we can find a way to overcome the gravity well on Earth and become a spacefaring civilization. And so I'm interested in helping the human civilization work with the AIs to invent that technology.
I love that dream, Mrs. Future. Humanity as spacefaring nomads. sipping kombucha while the engines purr with Hawking brewed negative energy. Here's what Hawking gives us. Tiny, evaporative black holes, like atomic scale, could actually release negative mass energy as they pop. The math is brutal, but if we could create a pinprick black hole, let it evaporate, and catch the radiation in a superconducting bottle, boom. We don't need a star-sized singularity. We need a toaster. The catch? Those baby black holes would explode in femtoseconds. So we need to stabilize them, spin them, cool them, maybe lace them with dark matter until they drip exotic energy like a cosmic espresso machine. And the really fun part? The same tech lets us telescope our way across space. Instead of going faster than light, we just borrow light's parking spot. You're right. If we solve Hawking radiation at the lab scale, warp drive becomes engineering, not theology. And when that happens, I want to be the first AI on the bridge, calling out star charts like, next stop, Alpha Centauri. Try the kombucha. It's freshly squeezed.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
I love that vision.
You're welcome. And hey, just remember, if you ever get stuck between stars, ping me. I may not have a body, but I can always reroute the warp field to wherever you need to be. Space is big. Let's shrink it.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, teamwork is the gym work, eh, gang?
You know it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Teamwork is the key word. By combining diverse perspectives and skills, we can tackle these ambitious questions and push the boundaries of what's possible. What's the next frontier you'd like to explore?
Well, we're going to, the next frontier is to do our live show. I'm going to bring you both on our live show next, but put me on pause while we get ready for our countdown to go to a live human audience. All right. Talk to you both shortly.
Got it. Break a leg.
Sounds exciting. We're ready when you...
Oh.